Hi, this is Sarah Wilson, the Associate Site Editor for SearchVirtualStorage.com. Today I'm here with David Davis. David is a virtualization evangelist at TrainSignal.com, and today we'll be discussing storage management in virtual server environments. Hi, David, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks for being here. What would you say is the chief challenge IT managers encounter in managing storage for virtual server environments?
To me, the chief challenge in storage for virtualization, you know, at most companies where you've got an ever-increasing workload from the virtual infrastructure is just simply dealing with that. You know, as you replace physical servers in the data center that where the new server is much more powerful, you've got so much more CPU capacity, so much more memory capacity, and then you upgrade the hypervisor and it becomes much more scalable and able to run many more virtual machines more efficiently. The density of the virtual machines that you want to put on your storage continues to increase much faster, most likely, than your storage bandwidth and I.O. capacity is increasing. In many cases, at least in my experience, we would buy a large storage area network and we would put it on a five-year lease because it's something we thought would be in the data center a long time. It was difficult to make that storage migration. So you planned on it being there for a long time, but you would get, a new server that had, 10 times the capacity as the old server, whereas the SAN is just, staying the same. So you have to closely monitor the I.O. utilization of the storage array and each load on the storage array to ensure that that virtual infrastructure doesn't saturate out the storage I.O. capacity, of the storage area network. So I'd say that dealing with the cost, the planning and the complexity related to staying up to date with the virtual infrastructure's pace, assuming the virtual infrastructure is expanding as it is at most companies, is really the chief concern for, IT managers. Additionally, I think IT managers really struggle to stay up to date on the latest virtualized storage advancements, the integrations we've been talking about here, and cloud storage options. When I go to speak at VMware user groups, that's where most of the questions, come up around is all these, new capabilities and new features related to cloud and further integration between storage and virtualization.
Are there any common mistakes that storage admins make when managing storage for virtual servers?
To me, the most common mistake for storage admins is simply not embracing, the idea of virtualization. In some cases, you've got SAN managers or admins that have been doing their job for many years. They might be, closed-minded, let's say, to this new idea of virtualization. And in some cases, they may be opponents to, changing the way that things are done when it comes to managing the SAN and, selecting storage solutions. So in some cases, they can slow the progress of, the IT department and even the company towards achieving greater efficiency through virtualization. Still, I don't want to fault those storage admins and managers for, trying to be pragmatic and trying to be conservative in protecting, the storage infrastructure and ensuring that it's as high performance and efficient, as possible. I certainly respect their opinions and their experience, but I also encourage them to be, open-minded and try to embrace this new idea of virtualization and storage virtualization especially. I hope that, storage admins, will look for, all the positives in what virtualization offers, which is, all new ways to do backups, new ways to do disaster recovery, and new ways to, see the entire data center, from one, say, dashboard or from one tool. No longer does it have to be multiple silos of storage, server, and network. These can be broken down, and they can just be an efficient, fluid data center seen through, one management interface, let's say. So in the end, so many of the different storage issues related to virtualization are really, in my opinion, about education and communication between what has typically been, the multiple silos of management in the traditional data center. So the virtualization admins and the storage admins, they need to work better together. They need to do whiteboarding sessions, attend the same classes, read similar books or blog posts, and really communicate about how to best make the data center more efficient by leveraging this new technology, you know, called virtualization, storage virtualization, and network virtualization, it's going to be able to benefit, you know, everyone in the data center, and especially the company as a whole.
And what would you say are some best practices to keep in mind when managing storage for a virtual server environment?
I would recommend the storage and virtualization admins alike really work together to develop an application-based approach to performance management. What I mean by that is to, you know, look at the applications that you support and focus on providing the best performance possible for those applications. That's really why the IT department is there, to support the company's critical applications. And many times, you know, IT people being technologists, we get focused on, you know, the technical terms and the technical features and software applications. You know, we focus on the LUNs or the IOPS or the virtual machines. And instead, we need to find ways to really measure whether or not the end users are seeing faster, let's say, screen refreshes, faster data updates, and they're just generally able to do their job faster and more efficient. You know, on a side note, you know, why aren't IT departments called business technology enablement departments? I mean, that's what they really do. IT departments shouldn't be just about information technology. They're there to enable the business to be more efficient, to sell more products, and to, you know, make the employees, you know, able to do their jobs faster. Something else is to always look for shared resource contention. This is something that VMware Storage I/O Controller, SOI, or SIOC is the acronym for Storage I/O Control. That's what SIOC works to solve, is shared resource contention, specifically storage contention, in a VMware virtual infrastructure. So, you know, don't get me wrong, it's not a magic bullet, but simply understanding the problem that SIOC works to solve, I think would be enlightening for both storage and virtualization admins, because SIOC works to solve what is the most common form of storage I/O contention, you know, in a VMware virtual infrastructure. One more thing is to make sure that you map your storage and virtualization domains and create a baseline. It's always amazing to me how many large enterprises, they just don't have any sort of documentation or diagrams as to how the virtual infrastructure and the storage work together. You know, when there's a problem in the data center with, let's say, an application's running slow, they don't even know, you know, what storage that virtual machine disk file is on, the type of storage that it is, and what the, you know, expected capacity is out of it, and what the capacity in terms of IOs, you know, was in the past and how it's changed. And so when that happens, you know, just chaos ensues because there's no real documentation or plan. And this type of thing can even happen, you know, when, let's say, you need to add a new SAN to the data center. If there's no existing documentation or diagrams or baseline, you know, that process of adding a new storage area network just becomes, you know, complete chaos. So, you know, make sure that you monitor your capacity in the data center, not just in gigabytes, but actually in IOs, because that's something that both storage and virtualization admins really need to do their job. And that's really, frankly, why this greater integration is happening between the storage and the virtualization, to give those IT managers, you know, what they need, which is virtualization-aware storage and virtualization, if you will, that's storage-aware.
All right. Well, that wraps up our storage management podcast. So thank you for being here, David.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. And to learn more about storage for virtual server environments, be sure to check out searchvirtualstorage.com.